When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the
Welcome back to my lower hump.
Welcome back to the
I have a mosquito bite on my underbutt.
Welcome back to the
I've got one in the crack of my knee.
Dude, there is really a mosquito living in my office, and I had to go put sweats on before this podcast because
there was
it's just
one
been
in
chewing
my office
up my leg.
This morning as well.
Why don't you
kill
them?
There's two flies having sex in my kitchen.
Why do I never look down at my legs and see it? I only see the bump.
I have a mosquito as a roommate.
That's pretty
does he pay, right?
Just living rent free in my office.
No, it donates my blood. It donates my blood and it pays for the rent.
Is it really a donation if it's not consensual?
Yeah. Well, it might be. I don't know.
It donates stolen blood.
It steals my blood.
That's a good business idea. We should steal people's blood and donate it.
I feel like they would notice if their blood was just being stolen.
Nah, do we go to a nursing home?
Yeah, I guess so. But they don't even have blood. It's just like dust.
Yeah.
It's like dirty water.
We could start a mosquito farm and train them to steal blood from others, and we collect it and sell it.
Yeah, that's a much
brain.
Better idea. I don't know if
like
I want to work on
a modern-day vampire.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to work on
this. We would probably all end up with the West Nile virus or something.
100% or AIDS. Yeah.
Malaria, all of
probably,
the above.
Yeah.
Malaria golf.
Yes, we are playing Super
Mario
Golf in Africa.
You know there are wow.
Oh no.
Super Malaria Golf.
Super Malaria Brothers.
They only have one game because they fucking died.
There's no Goombas, it's just mosquitoes. Oh my god. Okay, let's actually talk about shit.
Fun talks. You know there actually are mosquito farms?
What? Like
they
what?
They farm
what
mosquitoes.
What farm them for?
So there's this thing. I don't know if they do it here in my town, but what they do is they'll take only male mosquitoes and then like they'll somehow get like a thing in their blood.
Wait, don't they give them like AIDS, like mosquito AIDS?
It's like and then they release them out into, because the only mosquitoes that bite you are female mosquitoes. Male mosquitoes don't fuck with you.
Makes sense.
Heard that. They'll go find those like
blood sucking females.
Seriously. They'll go find those women and have sex with them and inject them with like the mosquito AIDS. And then so when they have the babies just die. And it's like kind of like a.
Kind of fucked up that they're just like giving them AIDS babies.
Well, yeah, but mosquitoes are fucked and they're like
they suck.
Terrible for humans.
Yep.
Ain't nothing.
And they're
wrong
just annoying.
With that. What actual
babies?
Purpose do mosquitoes serve? The
yeah, where are they at on
food?
The food chain? Why
they're literally just food
I feel
for
like
everything?
Yeah, I feel like they
they're
can
food
just
for like bats.
They could disappear and nothing would happen.
I don't know.
Bats could be eating something else. Like you, how are you living off mosquitoes anyway?
I'd probably rather get bit by
bats
than
fruit,
mosquitoes.
Dude. Bats eat fruit.
I don't know if I'd rather get bit by a bat.
Well, then you get rabies.
San Francisco.
I'm gonna put all the bats in San Francisco.
It's just fruit bats. That's it. Just eating the gays.
Fruit flies don't eat fruit.
I feel like I could see a politician like actually having that plan. I get a bunch of fruit bats and they eat all the gays out of Frisco.
That would be extremely
of putting,
like
tired of them
Pence's
putting
campaign.
Fruit by the flies, making the flies gay.
Yeah. If Alex Jones were to run for governor.
That would be a bad world. Soupy fucking
God,
sucks.
Imagine if he was president. Holy shit.
That'd be a fantastic world.
Fruit Loop
I don't know
McGee.
That because, like, isn't Alex Jones kind of, like, not...
No.
He's, like, not specific to a party, right? Isn't he, like... Just his
what
own
he is,
thing.
Is kind of retarded, apparently.
Yeah. Like, he hates Republicans, but at the same time, he loves, like, Republican ideas. Isn't yeah. that how he is?
He's just a conspiracy theorist. I don't know how he actually aligns. Anything. I don't know if anybody knows.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by Soup right now.
All right. I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about. I'm like...
They're playing Mario Golf for our listeners.
Playing Mario
so this
Golf
is how
right now.
Professional we are of a podcasting group.
This is how little we give a shit about this podcast now, by the way.
One of them is playing fucking RuneScape, and two of them are battling each other in Mario Golf.
Soup has been using a driver on the green as Donkey Kong for like 30 seconds now. Bro, put it in!
Oh, man. You sound like my uncle.
He calls you bro?
Yep.
That's the most surprising part of that. Yeah.
You know what I tried for the first time today?
I don't care.
Mr. Beast Burger.
How was that?
Oh, baby!
How was
it? Have you guys had that?
No.
It's fucking terrible.
I knew what? It.
It's ass, dude. And the pictures
you mean
make it look
with no
so good.
Restaurant experience doesn't have good restaurant food?
No.
Yeah, no shit.
It's literally like if you were to buy frozen patties from the grocery store, come home, turn your grill on, and make your own fucking burger with like salt and pepper, and like Kraft singles, and like the most random bun you can find from random brand. It's like that.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't sound too bad.
It's like the most, I mean, it's not terrible. It's not like going to make you puke, but it's not like. I don't know. There's nothing good.
It's not a five-star burger.
It's just a basic ass burger.
See, McNasty doesn't like food if it wasn't prepared by Gordon Ramsay himself. So
I don't. I've tried a lot of different burger places, and there have been a lot of places that have blown my mind. Mr. Beast Burger is not one of them.
Five guys is the best.
Good.
500 times better than Mr. Beast Burger.
Well, yeah, but like Mr. Beast is a YouTuber. That's like Obama making gaming chairs. Like, it doesn't make sense. He's just doing it.
I would buy that.
I would.
Like, yeah.
I don't care if it came with a big black
chairs.
Dildo you had to sit on in the middle.
I hope
of it.
It does.
Still buy it.
The Obama experience chair.
Oh, hold me like Michelle.
Bingo flaps.
Mr. Beast should start a chicken shop and call it Mr. Breast.
I think they sell chicken at Mr. Beast Burger.
I'm disappointed.
He should open a vegan place called Mr. Peas.
Mr.
He really shouldn't.
Because, like, vegan also work, probably.
Or he could open
Mr.
Shut your mouth, Mark.
He should start Mr. Cheese, and it's just cheese.
Mr. Fleas, and he just gives dogs fleas. Because he's kind of a dick.
That's another good business.
Mr. Fleas.
Mr. Yeast. It's a bread place.
This is degrading.
They're just gonna fuck women with a dirty dick.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Middle
so.
East, last to take their hand off the camel gets to keep it.
How was that a restaurant?
You get to
I think
eat
we
it
lost sight of.
We did.
What? You're telling me you're eating the fleas before this? You
yeah.
had no problem with that.
Yeah, but there's no like product with Mr. Middle East.
Mr. Weast, and
the
you walk
camel.
In, it's just TVs playing that one clip from SpongeBob where Patrick says Weast.
God, this is so stupid. Why are we still
yeah.
doing this?
Mr.
This is episode
Feast.
41. This
it
is what
is?
We're talking about. Yeah.
That sucks.
Wow.
41, dude.
That means I wasted 41
40.
Hours of my life.
Of 41 hours of unpaid labor, by the way.
I feel like this is we've had 40 episodes. But I feel like it's been over the course of like 600 weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, because
like,
we
I feel
take
like we should be on number like 100 by now. Yeah.
Oh yeah, if we were good.
40 fun because it's fun to be here with friends.
No, it's not.
Isn't that
I
right?
Hate
chat.
This.
No, there's no
yeah,
chat,
chat
ever. There's
yeah, live
never
chat
been a chat.
Listening to
this
there
right
will
now. Never
there
be
is
a
chat.
Chat.
They're here among us.
Among us.
Good reference. Good reference.
Tink 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 tink. You said it.
You're hitting a cowbell every time you hear an Among Us reference.
No, that was like the it's like the Among Us sound or whatever.
It really wasn't.
It really wasn't even close.
I haven't played Among Us in a fucking year. I don't remember exactly how it goes.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Tink, 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 tink. Tink, tink, tink. What the fuck is that?
That's my Asian neighbor's name.
Okay.
All right.
Did you...
Are you Mario golfing?
A lot was happening. A lot was happening just then.
Stop bringing up Mario Golf on the fucking podcast.
You were talking about Asian neighbors and Donkey Kong was frozen in time.
He still is.
That is a weird sentence. That's what you're talking about.
Donkey Kong is transcending dimensions as sentence. We speak. He's never coming back. We've
that's
lost.
It's like when
him.
You're trying to have a normal conversation with a guy that's just frying on acid.
Or frying bologna. Either one.
Yeah. If you're frying bologna, you're probably pretty twacked out.
Those are comparable things. Absolutely. Yeah.
I've never had fried bologna. Isn't that like a southern thing?
It's very good.
I feel like it's just bologna.
You just literally take bologna and put it on a pan, right? You don't put like oil or anything?
You put bologna in a pan and you just cut a little like slit in it and it looks like Pac-Man and it's yum-tastic.
Don't say that ever again.
Don't ever, yeah.
Paula Deen, bitch.
Is that what Paula Deen says?
I don't know. Probably. I think she says the N-word, actually.
Yeah, sometimes. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. She has a couple
times. She sure did.
What, how did she drop that in while cooking? I've never
these
found
collard greens are good.
She's got way too into it cooking southern food.
Happens to the best of us.
Speaking of southern food, anybody do anything fun for 4th of July?
Barbecue
and mildew.
What is boulai? It's like a French dish.
Sounds like a kid you'd adopt from somewhere.
The 4th of July.
Oh yeah, you're just an anti-Crip or a blood. I guess it's what an anti-Crip is.
You're anti-July. You say boulai.
Boulai, huh? No, I just had said burgers and sausages.
Yes, sir.
Burgers hot dogs and are terrible. Sausages.
Burgers and chicken.
Chicken's good. Yeah.
I feel like
this is a great conversation.
Chicken is good.
A bunch of old men.
It's like just small talk at the home.
Yeah, just like
chicken's okay.
Your wives are friends, so you kind of have to hang out and have no idea what to talk about.
Chicken good. I love chicken.
Chicken is a meat.
I feel like I had a burger a ton this week because I feel like 4th of July is kind of like a week long thing.
Yeah, it's a more of a marathon.
Yeah, it's not just a day anymore. Mm-mm. It's kind of like 4th of July week. And I swear, there were like 3 days
in a row. I think employed people disagree with that soup.
Yeah, well, I was at like, I had like different places I had to be and things I had to do. And I feel like I had a burger like three times in a week. And I was like, all right, I'm about fucking sick of hamburger.
Yeah, there goes colon cancer happening live.
Yeah, I was very tired of hamburger meat.
I can only handle, like, ever since I started really getting into more, like, chicken, I like burgers. Mm. I can only have that every once in a while now.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm much rather
I'm a chicken fucker.
Okay. You can just do a lot
I
more
wanna
with
fuck
chicken.
A chicken.
I would.
A burger is just, a burger. The only thing you can change is, like, the toppings.
Yeah. You can make chicken in so many different ways, which
you
I guess
can
you can
do a lot with ground beef.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like you can with chicken. It's just.
Well, yeah, but just like, you know, you can put ground beef in a taco, but it's not a fucking burger.
It's a Mexican taco. Burger.
Yes, that's one way to look at it. Isn't that a torta? Is that what tortas
what?
Are?
What?
A torta. It's a
aren't those the guys in the ocean?
Tortuga?
Tortuga.
My name is Colonel like Tortuga.
Like a Mexican
isn't that
sandwich.
Danny Trejo on Breaking Bad?
Trejo?
Tortuga.
Danny Trejo.
What is he?
Tranny
Dejo. What is going on right now?
Danny Dejo.
Trejo John Swanson Joe.
Danny Trejo.
Hey, Walter.
Come trade
Danny
your cards.
Danny Trader Joe's.
Why every time you say the word Joe, you always do it in the Joe voice? It's like, it's like a nervous tick for you. It'd be a really... Did you guys know anyone ever with a nervous tick? Or like have one yourselves?
Yeah, I used to have one on my back, and like anytime I would go to meet somebody new, he'd like...
Oh my God.
Put some over his eyes.
It struggled with small talk, and it just...
I knew it. I knew that was coming as soon as I...
So stupid.
That's way better than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say mine's aggressively shitting my pants. But
that is
nowhere near as good as,
that would
as
be
an
a
actual
horrible
nervous
thing. Actual nervous
thing. Any woman ever says hi to you,
it's like he crawls up on your shoulders like, hey man, I'm not real comfortable in this social setting. God, so that dumb. Is such a Family Guy fucking bit.
Yeah, it really is.
Taking a word and just like turning it into something completely different. Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, just like taking it tech. Extremely literally. No, I didn't like the Peter voice. Do Joe. Yeah.
I feel like I've never really met anybody that can do the Peter Griffin voice good. Everybody does Joe good.
I feel like you have
reason.
To like actually be from Boston.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to look like Peter Griffin to do it good.
Yeah. You gotta have nutsack chin.
Yeah.
Remember the guy on Cameo that looked just like Peter Griffin? He could do it pretty good.
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that, like, he goes to, like...
Comic-Con shit, yeah.
Like, conventions and stuff, and he dresses up. He has, like, the circle just, glasses. Like,
yep, plows woman as Peter Griffin. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He plows women?
Probably. Really? He looks like Peter Griffin.
Oh, yeah, he's interested. Probably lays pipe. Yeah.
McNasty buys on his way to glasses. Comic-Con right now.
Shaves beard, buys white shirt, green pants.
I feel like the hardest part of that would be finding green pants.
Finding green pants, yeah.
Yeah. Like, where the fuck
I've
have
never
you
seen color fucking pants. Green pants?
Neither
anywhere,
have I.
Ever.
Like, not once in my entire life have I seen.
I feel
a
like
pair
maybe
of
like
green.
6'9". I feel like 6'9" owes a pair of green pants.
Owns us a pairs. Of...
Owns us a pairs.
Owns us a pairs and a green pants.
Owns us a pairs and a green pair.
Soundgarden.
What'd you say? Now it's Soundgarden, huh? Went from Creed to Eddie Vedder to Soundgarden. And we gotta change it to Cardi B.
No.
I don't know how Cardi B sounds.
Cardi
yeah, that's it. That's it. That's Cardi B.
So nobody did fucking anything for 4th of July.
A barbecue.
You know what I discovered at 4th of July? I fucking love
what?
Cornhole. I love fucking cornhole. I fucking
Excuse
love cornhole.
Me?
I shouldn't have said
whoa,
that
whoa.
Order.
It is a
I
fun game.
I fucking
it is.
Love cornhole. It's very fun. Very fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I never played it before. When the first time I played it, I was terrible. And then after like 30 minutes, I was like a god at it.
Throw a beanbag into hole.
Have you guys ever played that? Blarger, do?
I have, yes.
A long time ago.
A long, long time ago in a land
two, like,
far away.
Two slanted pieces of wood that have a hole in it. And then you have fucking beanbag.
Yeah.
And you just thump, thump, thump.
Smitty used to have it in his house. And we used to get really fucking hammered and play it.
Yeah,
it was in his basement. It was a good time.
It's definitely funner when you're drinking.
Funner.
More funner. Fun.
Well, funner. I went camping, primitive camping.
Nice.
Nice. Really? Shitting in the woods? What's better than this?
Well, they had a bathhouse. I have an interesting story to
That's
tell you.
That's not primitive.
Well, listen, just let me tell you. There's no electricity. There's no running water. There's nothing. Oh. So you just have a campsite by the lake and like... Some of my friends were in town, and they wanted to get together and go and do something. So we decided to go primitive camping. It was the only campsite open, like, anywhere in America. Like, we got lucky and found one on, like, Friday or something. So, yeah, it was, like, the only one. And we get there, and it's, like, a whole process to go camping. It's not just like, all right, let's go camping. Like, you got to pack shit up. You got to get groceries because obviously there's nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got to get tents. You got to set up your tent. You got to do all this bullshit. And it was basically 2 hours to get there. So it was a long fucking day already just to get there. And we get there and two of my friends canceled. And I was like, bruh. Like, seriously? Like, we've brought all this extra shit and you guys just like cancel. I was pissed.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah,
we get there. Then there's fucking people on our campsite that didn't have reservations. So there's like a family that's already there. So we had to somehow we were going to have to get them off the campsite, but they weren't actually there. Their tents were just there and there was trash everywhere. So like, yeah, there was like pretty much no way to get them off. And this was this was Saturday. And I called every number that was like emailed to me. And they were like, yeah, sorry, we're not working this weekend. So, like, nobody could come and get these people off the campsite. And it's getting later and later in the day. And it's basically nighttime at this point. That you just can't see shit. You're in the woods. There's no lights. And so we have all this shit, like groceries that need to be, like, put in the cooler that aren't in the cooler. And just, like, yeah, it's going horribly. So we come back up and we're like trying to figure out a plan of what to do. And my girlfriend is like, I'm going to go into the bathhouse because she just had to use the bathroom or whatever. So I'm like sitting there in my truck, like trying to call people and like figure out what to do. And my girlfriend goes to the bathroom and it had been like 20 minutes had passed. And I'm like, maybe I should go check on her because something's up. Like either she's taking a mad fucking dump or like something. So I walk up to the bathhouse and I just hear beating on the door and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like crying, like, I've been locked in here for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
And it's like this tiny concrete bathhouse. Like there's one little window that can be open in the back, but it has like these two bars on it. So you couldn't get out of it.
The old claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's probably literally
just covered
locked
in spiders too, and smell like shit.
Yeah, yeah, in the middle of the woods.
Holy shit!
And so the lock is like jammed or something. Like I kicked the fuck out of the door. I like ran into it with my friend, like just like trying to get this bitch open. And like she can't crawl through this window because it's so high up, and it's like she could fit, but the bars are in the way. So we were like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Cause like we had already tried to call like the park ranger or whatever about the people on our campsite and they weren't answering. So I was like, oh dude, what the fuck do I do? I guess I'm just going to call the cops.
Just leave her there.
Yeah. I was like, we're going home. See you.
She's there right now.
She's still there.
We put some food through the window.
Yeah. I threw a bottle of water in and drove off.
We gave her a raw chicken breast.
Good luck, bitch.
Welcome to camping, bitch. Figure it out.
Give her a white claw. Ran off.
So I called the cops, and it took the cops like another 15 minutes to get there, which was actually surprisingly quick, considering we're out in the middle of the woods. And he gets there, and he's like, well, I hope we don't have to blow the door off.
Holy shit.
Just shows up with dynamite prepared.
I'm like, yeah, I hope so, too.
He's already considering a grenade.
Like, I hope so too, considering it's like a fucking 2-foot by 2-foot bathroom. So he's like, I have this number. So he calls a park ranger and then they show up and like what do they have to do? He had to like jig this key around in the keyhole and it finally came open, but like it was not going to come open. So they didn't have to blow it down, but it was a long process.
Wait, it finally came open, but it was not going to come open? What does that mean?
Yeah,
I mean, like, it took a long time of him messing with the key. Like, he was, like, moving it back and forth a lot. And luckily, it came open.
So how long was she actually stuck in there?
She was probably stuck in there for, like, probably close to an hour, dude.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
That's rough.
Yeah, but luckily, like, the window could be opened, so we could, like, talk through the window, and you could, like, stand on, like, the bricks out there or whatever and see over. And she just like stood on the toilet. So we were just like talking through the window.
You should have like started dropping bricks in that she could stand on.
Well, she was just standing on the toilet.
Or throwing them at her.
Yeah, you should have stoned her.
Well, I gave her a brick to hit the lock with, but it was not moving. Like, it was just not happening.
So she went in there and locked it and then could not unlock it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Lock was jammed. It was just stuck.
That's just really fucking unlucky.
Yeah, that is talk shit.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I should check on my girl. She's been in there for a long time and just beating and crying through the door. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
What if you like went and looked up through the window and there was just shit and puke everywhere?
She just imploded with shit.
Just freaked out and started throwing it everywhere. The smell made her throw up.
Morphed into the lunch lady.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh. Yeah, I missed that. I was moving, fortunately.
Yeah, unlucky. But yeah, it took him another fucking like 20 or 30 minutes to get the people off of our campsite. And so it's like nighttime at this point.
So did the cops have to deal with him?
No, the cops just left because, I mean, that's not really their
yeah,
job.
Yeah, that's not their job. Oh.
Really, none the of Ranger it was their job, but we didn't know who else to call because no one
was
answering.
Yeah, if you have no other fucking choice, then like you kind of...
Yeah,
the cops. Yeah. So what did you like negotiate with those people that were on the thing? Like, hey, I'll give you a six pack if you guys just fucking take off.
No, the fucking park ranger was like, you guys are not allowed to be here. Leave.
Oh, the ranger dealt with it. Okay.
Yeah. And so we had to wait for them to get off. And like the guy was like yelling at his baby. It was so fucking dude. It was honestly, it was like the most chaotic bullshit. I was like, this is what happens when I plan stuff. Like, this is what happens.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I feel like you never have a story that goes smoothly.
The baby was crying, and I'm like, why are you bringing your fucking baby camping on a site that you haven't reserved? Like, you're not even supposed to be here, number one.
What an idiot.
And you have your fucking child with you that's like an infant. And the baby was like crying. He's like, Jasper, shut up. And he's like still crying. He's like, Jasper, shut the hell up. I'm like, parenting 101.
Fishing with the Boys never gets canceled for anything.
What a fucking
idiot.
No
circumstances canceled Fishing with the Boys.
So, yeah, some of my groceries had went bad, and it was just a long, long day. Then I had to sleep on the fucking ground.
Why has nothing you've ever done gone well? Like, nothing has ever just gone to plan, Basoop, ever.
Dude, my life, my fucking luck, dude. I don't understand.
Yeah, you
literally... So, at what point of that trip did you take that picture with an ultra-wide on your chin?
Oh, that was, that was...
Was that while your chick was in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's when he first found out she was lost.
That's what she saw through the window.
That's when he realized he was now single because she was never getting out. He was just putting that on Tinder.
Hey, babe, look at this. She's like showing your phone.
That was the day that my friends actually decided to come up. I don't know if that was 4th of July night or not. I think it might have been the actual night of the 4th. I can't remember. Yeah, good times.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Yeah,
did anyone else do anything exciting?
An 8 burger.
Nice. I didn't do anything for the 4th because that's not a thing in Canada, but July 1st we have shit. We bought a fuck ton of fireworks and got drunk, and that was about it. So I was right by my one of my old friends after all the sleep shit, so I just hung out around there when he got a cottage and stuff.
Are fireworks illegal in Canada and like certain
during certain times of the year, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Like
You can only use them July 4th and New Year's.
Oh yeah, we had like we could use them the whole weekend.
If you have a baby and you want to know the gender, you can also use that too.
Right. And if you want to set an entire forest on fire and kill people.
Exactly.
That sounds good.
I have good news. What's that? I found a new truck.
Oh, hey. Did you?
Yeah,
it's a TRX, and it looks almost exactly like the one I had, but it has a few more upgrades that my old one didn't have. It's pretty cool.
Shit.
Cool,
so,
dude. I'll total this one for a world record.
Yeah. How did like insurance work out? Did they end up paying what you paid for the last TRX?
They didn't pay the full payment
out?
Because TRXs are...
selling for over sticker.
Yeah. Also, but I know that I can sue the other party for that loss because I shouldn't have to take
alive?
A loss in money at all. Yeah, no, they're alive. Well, I can sue their insurance. I don't have to sue them directly, but I can sue their insurance for the money loss. I took about a 20 grand loss, which is pretty stupid.
Just hold them at gunpoint.
Just threaten to T-bone them again. Actually, you got T-boned.
nobody T-boned nobody. They hit our front.
They're starting to T-bone their car again.
And stabbed them multiple times.
Yes, but
don't
do that.
Don't kill them and demand money.
Right.
I'm going to say
bring
no
them within
because
an inch of their life.
I'm just going to say no for legal reasons. I don't know if this is ever going to be listened to. So I'm not going
to
play along with this joke. Just
McNasty is going to commit murder.
I did not say that. I
Your
am
Honor,
McNasty speaking right now.
Eric McNasty is going to kill a person.
Yes, Eric McNasty, my birth name, my legal name.
Well, that's what you said to the lawyer, so.
Who's talking right now?
McNasty.
Yeah. We were talking to a lawyer,
right?
And he had never talked to us before for context.
Dude, I didn't fucking know.
And he didn't
okay?
know our voices, and so he's like, "Wait, now who's talking to me?" McNasty. Who's talking? He's like, "McNasty speaking."
I mean, and I said, "Yeah, maybe tell him your real name, bro."
I didn't know.
Maybe tell the
if
lawyer
it was like,
your real name.
If he knew us by.
Like he sits around and watches our videos.
Oh, McNasty,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're the box guy.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, if
yeah,
I was
you're the
Eric,
guy that, like, chokes
like...
out bitches on his thumbnails. Yeah, I love your stuff, dude.
I don't remember, because we were in, like, a Google call, and my name on Google is McNasty, so I don't know if he... I just didn't know.
He was going over legal documents. It wasn't like the court documents were like McNasty.
Well, I just wonder if he was looking at like the call list that we were in.
Okay.
No, you're dumb as bricks. You're dumb as shit.
That was a good time. Fucking lawyer call funny moments with the goons.
Seriously.
So, Matt, how are sleep?
I won't know for like a month, and I have to go again tonight, which is...
Really?
Yay.
You have to go again?
Yeah.
Why were you gone for 2 weeks then, or a week or whatever?
Well, I took some time off after. Like I said, I was near my friend who I haven't seen in like 2 years because of COVID. He lives up by Toronto, where I was. So I just,
what was the process? Did they make you just sleep in a dark room, like, and then track it?
Yep.
Oh, it was a sleep study they did on you?
Was the bed comfortable?
No, horrible. Blankets are way too cold. You can see the hallway light bursting through, so it's just still bright as fuck.
See, but like, how do they get like accurate readings with you sleeping somewhere that you're not going to be comfortable?
They just fucking hope to Allah that you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Like, it probably took me like 2 hours to fall asleep. And they're just like, yep. Cool.
Yeah, it's weird that they don't have like a machine to send you home with.
Yeah, you know? that would be ideal, wouldn't it? But I don't know.
They do have sleep monitors that you can wear at home, but I don't know if
they're not as good. Yeah, they're not as in-depth, especially when you have, like, a weird case like mine where, like, I shouldn't have sleep apnea. I have no predispositions to, like,
like, fat people always, like...
Yeah, like, I'm not overweight at all.
People with, like, lung issues and shit.
Yeah, I have no, like, excess fat on my chin area or anything that would, like, cause it. So they think it's central, which means my brain is actually just not... telling me to breathe.
Yeah.
So that's
is there
the one
a fix for that?
Not really, other than a CPAP machine, which is basically the Bane mask you wear to bed.
Oh,
it
that
sounds
sucks.
Like a nightmare. Or there's another option, which is like this mouth guard you can try, which I've heard is even worse and costs like.
Isn't that the thing
grand,
that pushes your jaw forward?
Yeah, kind of like forces your throat open a little bit more.
Yeah. So I'd probably rather do a CPAP because like. I don't know. If it's cold, you can at least use it as like a snorkel. You can like be under the bed or under the sheets completely. So that's kind of pog.
Without breathing in your own hot breath.
Yeah. So that part's kind of lit. But yeah, everything else about it is pretty fucking AIDS, but it's whatever. Ease what it is.
I hate that when you're under a blanket and you're just like, and then you go out of the blanket and it's too cold and you just want to be like in a perfect
snorkel.
Middle ground.
I just want to cut
a hole in my blanket from my mouth.
Dude, I snore so fucking loud.
Really? Do you sleep on your back? Are you a back sleeper?
I don't even snore.
That is the worst way to sleep is on your back.
Like and the whole time I was camping, you pretty much have to sleep on your back or you'll wake up with muscle damage and your bones will be rearranged because if you sleep on your... Dude, I would sleep on my fucking shoulders. I would sleep on my shoulder like sometimes during the night and I would wake up and it's just like, oh!
Like you just...
It was singing? Yeah.
You wake up like Stephen Hawking, dude. You're like all fucked up. Because the ground is so hard.
Yeah.
Like if you
Why didn't
sleep
you bring
on your
an
shoulder,
air mattress? You're a YouTuber.
Because it's primitive camping. I slept on a sleeping bag in a tent.
Why didn't you sleep like in the back of your truck?
Because you can't. Your truck doesn't like. That was another thing too. That was like tough about the primitive camping is like it's like a 5 minute hike, like down through the woods and then like up a little hill. So you park like 5 minutes away, and you're like dragging all your shit, which is why I was pissed that my friends canceled. Because I got all this shit and like...
You gotta drag yourself.
Less people
like
to take.
I'm dragging this heavy-ass goddamn cooler through the woods over like fucking roots that are the size of my thigh. And it's like, nobody's helping.
Fucking sucks. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nah, it was fun. I had a great time. But well, that's good. I did have a little help, but... Yeah, doing that in pitch black darkness with just your iPhone light is not...
I don't know if I could do, like, primitive camping. Like, I think a cottage is good for me, or, like, RV. Glamping. RV I can deal with, but definitely
not just, like... I don't
really
care about just finding a random spot in the woods and just laying on the floor.
Yeah, like, this patch of dirt is the good patch of dirt I will spend my night on. Like, no, I don't...
The thing is, if you...
a tent.
Okay, but what was
still laying on the floor, dude. Like I sleep in a tent when I go camping, but I bring an air mattress with me, so I'm not laying on the floor.
I roughed it, all right. I was roughing it, man. That's the thing, like with me,
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a prissy ass bitch. But when I go camping, like if I sleep terribly, it ruins the whole camping trip. Because then I'm just fucking tired the next day, especially if I'm hungover. That's even worse.
See, the trick is to never.
You
stop
ain't a
drinking.
Real country boy.
Never stop. Just wake up and
if you never stop drinking, you can never be hungover. That was my tactic. As soon as I wake up, crush like four twisted
hair of the
tees.
Dog, baby.
Yeah, it's back to work.
Yeah, I pretty much did that too.
Twisted tees are fucking deadly. This is the first time I had one. I don't know.
We should have a goons camping trip.
Goons camping.
I'd be down. Like, can we get a cottage? I don't really want to like shit in a bush.
Fuck that. We're doing primitive. No. We're going back to monkey. We're
have you ever seen those videos where they build a mud hut? On YouTube, that's what we're doing.
Yes,
we are all extremely capable of that.
Have you guys ever seen on Airbnb the literal hobbit holes that you can fucking rent?
Yeah. I've seen those. Holy shit!
What maniac is renting that?
Literally just renting dirt pile with windows.
Is it like $5 a day? I mean, how much can you possibly charge for that bullshit?
It's a hole in the ground, pretty much, dude. There's no walls. The walls are dirt. And, like, in the description of it, it was like, yeah, there's insects. Worms.
There's everything that's horrible will happen to you. Don't stay here.
Could collapse on you while sleeping.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Fuck it of that.
All right, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
I've never gone, like, full on tent camping. It doesn't seem like it would be for me.
Oh, it's the best.
That sucks. That's terrible.
There's two types of people.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah. I like the process of camping. I just don't like the sleeping part.
Yeah, like, I'm good with everything else. Like, I'll fucking cook everything over a fire and, like, you know, eat tree bark and, you know, punch a bird or whatever the fuck goes on.
I didn't bring, like, an air mattress, but a sleeping bag
made it
okay.
I just want a mattress. That's all I ask.
That's not real camping, bro.
Bro, sleep is bad enough for me.
You're sleeping in a plastic tent made by fucking... Ozark Trail.
My roommate Brandon slept in a fucking Inu tied up to two trees.
A what?
Inu or whatever they're called.
Inu.
What are those things called? The little hammocks.
Emus, the birds?
Isn't that the brand name?
Slept in a bird?
Eno.
I don't know. It's a brand name. I've never bought a hammock.
Star Wars
didn't
like cut its stomach open and just crawled up inside there?
The Eagle's Nest Outfitters or whatever. Inu, right? Isn't that the name of it? Does no one know their hammock brands around here?
I'm sorry, I'm slacking on my hammock brands.
Hammocks in my life.
No, I'm not very familiar with that specific hammock brand.
Anyway, it's a hammock. I figured y'all would know what an Inu was. No. My bad for assuming.
Yes.
Yeah,
you were
no
very
idea.
Bad for assuming.
The only thing I know is emus, which you cannot sleep in because they are
right.
Yeah. Bird.
Well, you could if you cut one open, like put your head in there. You probably could.
Okay, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, come on, Blard.
I'm going to cut my nuts open and sleep in them.
I think you die if you do that. I think if your nuts get split open, you die.
Did you guys ever watch the Pain Olympics when you were kids?
No,
dude,
I was too afraid
to.
Yeah, that one dude cut his nuts open. That was fucked.
I just watched one guy cut his dick off. He like threw his dick on the table like a hot dog and just sliced it off.
What are you? What is this show? What are you talking about?
I didn't
want
to watch it. I was at baseball practice. I'm
interested in it.
I was at baseball practice and this fucking demented kid was like, look at this.
Yeah, that's how it went. There was always just that weird kid whose parents like let him do whatever they want. And they do whatever
he used to go on fucking on bestgore.com and watch people behead each other.
Oh, God. No. Fuck, man.
That shit will scar the fuck out of me.
It was like live leak, but somehow worse.
When I was recording this last Omegle that I'm putting up today, saw an actual... somebody was playing a clip of an actual ISIS beheading, and I saw this dude getting his neck sawed off with a fucking rusty knife.
Crazy. I've seen that before. They're just the most primitive killing techniques possible. It's so fucked.
It's not like who the fuck from a sharp knife.
Sitting there at their computer... playing that on loop for people.
I don't know, man.
Psychopaths? What are you doing in
under the TikTok tab, man? Like
people watch that.
I'm not that mad anymore.
That's funny. Yeah, that's just funny. He's just traumatizing little idiots. I want to see TikTok dances.
I mean, I guess watch that shit. So like, that, but
they're so what is the word for it?
Desensitized.
Desensitized. I was gonna say demoralized. Desensitized to that shit. So they just like doesn't bother them.
Yeah, they just sit down with a nice hot meal and watch ISIS beheadings for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Hey, I need my morning black coffee and a rusty knife beheading.
Yeah, just best of ISIS January edition. Just probably monthly uploads.
God.
Yeah, man, the internet is a scary place.
It is. Have you guys ever been on the deep web before?
Yeah.
It's no.
Anything it's and everything all of the time.
It's pretty fucking crazy, actually, how actually easy it is to buy, like, fuck shit.
Did nobody else get that reference?
No, I don't know what that is.
No.
It's from Inside.
Nobody watched Bo Burnham?
Bo Burnham.
Oh, no. I didn't watch it.
You guys didn't watch it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's really good. I like
it. I've heard it was very good.
I didn't think I was going to like it, like, at the start, because it was just, like, normal Bo Burnham goofy stuff. Then it gets, like, really serious towards the end, and it's pretty good.
I heard a lot of people say it was sad.
It was pretty sad.
I mean, it's kind of just about a guy recording for like a year and a half during like COVID, and he like never goes outside, and he gets like depressed and shit. And you kind of just live through it.
That sounds familiar. We all did that. Yeah, bitch, what?
Yeah, I was watching it. He had this little bit that he did where he was pretending to be a streamer or whatever at one part, and I was just like, man.
Let it home right now. Let it know.
I've never seen like a comedy bit about like our like brand of or whatever.
Oh yeah, I guess area. I've really never seen that.
No, the thing is too is he does it all by himself, all the editing and everything. It's kind of what we experienced too.
Like, some of the shit, the equipment. I was like, wait, I have that.
Right. I think he actually used microphones. Yeah.
I think he actually used the headset mic that I use at one point.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was sitting in front of his laptop like recording. Yeah.
Oh yeah, somebody told me that actually. I don't know where I heard that.
Yeah, he had a fucking SM7B, and then he had the Electro Voice RE20 or whatever. Like, I was noticing that too. Like some of the.
I was like everything. I was like, I know what all this shit is.
I feel like normal people just like have no fucking clue what that is.
Yeah, no, probably
microphone.
Do you ever see that in like shows and movies and you'll see like a microphone or something? And you'd be like, I know exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I know exactly what camera he used too.
Oh, really?
He used like I think it's like the something about it is fuck, I can't remember, but it's like Netflix has certain restrictions and limits of what cameras can and can't be used, obviously. If you're going to make like an independent film or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he used like one of the only Canon cameras that's able to be used for Netflix or something. It's like a mirrorless Canon camera. Something about the specs in it and what it can and can't do. I don't know specifically.
Oh, what it can and can't do?
Yeah.
Aha, get it. Canon can't do.
Arm yourself.
But yeah, I was like nerding out over the shit he was using.
Yeah,
there was a what was the one movie I watched not that long ago? It was Korean, and it was dubbed in English, and it was not bad.
One Piece?
No, what? No, it wasn't anime. It was like a zombie movie.
I don't know.
K-pop zombies attack.
Yeah, DPS Angie.
The BTS meal turns everyone into zombies.
BTS Angie.
but he was like a streamer. And, like, that was the lore, and like half the shit he had in the movie I also have, and I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. Like, they actually did a pretty good job representing like what a streamer looks like, which is weird because it was Korean. So I don't know. I thought that wasn't like a super big thing over there.
I didn't think they did stuff over there other than just bomb themselves.
I thought they just stood at the border and stared at one another all the damn time.
Yeah.
McNasty, did you ever start watching anime?
No, I've been looking at on like I'll go on Netflix and I'll like be swiping. And I'll see like One Punch Man.
It's all horrible.
I don't know.
No, it's not. There are some good animes. Fuck you.
Listen, I love the art, and I think that it's really cool.
Yep.
The art is awesome. I just like the culture. I can't.
Everything like, past.
I don't want to somehow get brainwashed into wearing cat ears and putting a foxtail butt plug.
It's not that bad. It's not that like bad. It's not that bad.
Kind of sounds that bad.
I don't mean this. Like, I feel like in the like it's when it comes to anime people, like weebs and shit. I feel like it's the loud minority that makes it seem like that. Like in every group of people, the loud minority is going to make it seem like the entire group is that exactly that. And
look at me, I'm
Grizzy
cool
doesn't
as
wear
fuck,
cat ears and a maid outfit.
I watch anime.
Actually, Grizzy has done both of those things. Actually, not the maid outfit.
I'm not watching anime. Never mind.
Debunked.
Yeah.
But the art style of it, like I've been watching a bunch of like Mega Man stuff lately. Dude, Mega Man art is so fucking cool for some reason to me. I don't know.
A lot of them are. I mean, anime is just like the people that make that are ridiculously fucking
so
talented.
Impressive. It's come so far, dude.
Just the storytelling. I think I'd rather swallow a butcher knife than listen to the storytelling in an anime.
Video game art is badass.
Yeah. Just don't watch it. Watch it dubbed so it sounds like it's like normal people talking. It's not. So it's not that shit.
I can't fucking do that. I
aren't there some animes that don't have dubbed at all that you have to watch the subtitle version?
Really new ones.
It's not as good when you don't watch it in the Japanese dialect.
No, fuck people who say that, which is almost all of them. So
why you sound like Kermit?
Miss Piggy.
Kermit doesn't know how to read.
Stopped over. Yeah, no anime for me. I don't know. That's just not really. Really my style.
I used to watch the Sonic anime.
Gotta go fast. Yeah.
Sonic.
Yeah, it was on like before I'd go to school.
Sonic X?
In the morning. I don't remember what it was called, but he used to eat Sonic chili X. Dogs.
I think it was Sonic X. There was another one. There was a few of them.
There was a couple Sonic shows. Yeah.
You know what's weird is I used to
I'm old.
I used to be obsessed with Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z, and I feel like that's kind of like the gateway to anime, but I never really like took that next step.
I don't think so, because
anime watchers don't claim those.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like that's probably what a lot of people start with, is that.
That's what I started with.
It definitely is. They probably just don't claim it because it's mainstream.
It's normie. Yeah. That's because
everyone's seen it. So.
Oh, so
it's like people who listen to rock and roll saying like, AC/DC isn't real hard rock or some shit like that.
People that gatekeep anything are the biggest fucking nerds on the planet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those motherfuckers so
people
much.
They can't let people enjoy things.
Yeah, imagine just letting people enjoy what they want.
As they want to. And not holding them to some stupid standard.
Imagine caring what other people enjoy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine caring about living.
No, I can't. I'm trying
right now. I
almost
died a month and a half ago, so I kind of care now.
I've been checked out for the last 23 years. I'm on autopilot.
You're 24.
It's so weird to think that you're 23. I don't know. It's just like
weird. Are you 24? No, I guess you're 23.
I'm 23.
Yeah, because I'm 24.
God, you're such a baby.
I could be Soup's dad.
It's so odd.
365 days older than
I. Never mind.
For some reason, I feel like I'm younger than you. I don't know why.
Nasty, you're a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
Okay, 30-year-old.
Yeah,
says the guy that didn't go primitive camping this week.
Yeah, you sat in this call and complained about lower back pain for like 30 minutes before we started this.
Yeah, because
podcast.
You massaged your lower back before we started the podcast.
You have a back massager. Yeah,
I got a new chair and it makes me sit at a weird angle and it's just been like fucking with my right.
Well, you get a goddamn different chair. Yeah, if I said that, you'd go, God, you're so stupid. Just spend some money, you stupid whore. That's what you'd say to me.
Except the chair that I bought was $2,000. The chairs that you buy
spend
are $200.
Spend money, you fucking idiot. Like, anytime I complain about anything, you're like, dude,
spend money.
And then you do, hold on, and then you do spend money, and then what happens? You love the new thing and then completely forget about the old thing. That's why you don't play the Squire
Shut
anymore.
The fuck up.
If your life sucks, spend money, dumbass.
Yeah.
Capitalism always wins.
I'm not saying blow your fucking bank account on one thing, but, you know.
I wish you'd
take out a personal $10,000 loan and make your life better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until the IRS comes and kills you.
Exactly. There you go.
Or kill them.
I'm wanted by the IRS.
Have a standoff with the federal government.
I do not endorse this message. I do not endorse this message from this accent.
McNasty, do you plan on going to court? What's up with you today? Like, what are you so scared to talk of? You got something going on?
I gotta go.
It's like he's indirectly telling us that somebody's like wiretapping him right now.
I am not alone in this room.
Just sliding us a napkin.
That mosquito that I was telling you about is actually a tiny little drone that they're listening to.
Nerd twice if you're being watched.
I don't know if I could do that on command. Yeah.
I'd probably just be shit out of luck. Would not be able to help anyone.
I think you'd probably just shit everywhere in your pants.
Do 600 jumping jacks and 40 push-ups if you're being held captive. Nope, I'm not. Can't do that. All right.
No, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm good.
I'm good, yeah.
I'm just fine where I'm at.
I actually love living in this cave.
Well, that'd be normal for you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah,
that's just Arab. A setup tour.
Arab.
Clark, you should. April Fools, do a setup video and just find a cave and like it's just fucking.
You're in my cave.
You know what? I have actually like been a calculator to a cave, in it, and I still have like pictures and recordings of it while I was there, so I could just use that.
You should do like do a stream, but you're dressed up in like a burlap sack and like a twisty thing around your head, whatever those are called. And just a big fake beard.
McNasty almost did a racist.
And then a big fake beard. And then just get up on stream and just like just stream like you're normal. And then like 10 minutes in, like remember. And then like take all that stuff off. Oh God. Mother yucker or whatever. Do some like fake Arab shit. I don't know.
I could just have my dad walk in the room. Yeah. He is a very brown man.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it. Which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Yeah, you could do that. How brown is he? Like on a scale of 1 to brown?
Like brown town.
Oh, pretty hot.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like he has a huge bush. Have you seen his bush?
No, I haven't seen my dad's cock bush, McNasty.
What, you mean it's not, like, spilling out of his shorts?
You ever seen him in a Speedo? Come on, dude.
Like Italian chest hair. But with
your dad ever braided that shit?
Oh.
Is your dad a hairy guy? Do you at least know he's hairy? Does he have hairy
he's
arms?
Hairy as fuck.
Have you seen his chest hair, at least?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it, like, if he doesn't trim it, it'll, like, come out of his button shirt.
Could you curl up in there and take a nap?
His pubes are definitely huge.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had an electric razor, so I'm sure
what about his ear hair?
He doesn't have any.
I don't know what I'm looking at on Twitter right now, but I just have to share this image.
Okay.
All right. Is it a bush?
Tell me if you can correlate what the fuck is going on.
Oh, I saw
here.
That today.
What the fuck is going on?
I looked at the whole hashtag. I'm confused.
What the hell is
why
that?
Why is there a minion filet mignon with Sandy Hook news?
I don't know. They found like a bunch of dumb pictures in like the documents for Sandy Hook. I don't know. It's weird. I don't get it.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is that?
What is
holy shit.
I don't know.
What a...
That's like somebody went back in time and like fucked with the timeline or something and something's out of whack or something.
Yeah, what the fuck is even that?
It doesn't make sense because I guarantee that that picture didn't exist when Sandy Hook happened.
Absolutely did not. That's
very bizarre.
Or it could be the Mandela effect and then it actually did. It was around the same time, you know?
No way.
It's like it's like when you think about like Gandhi existed when World War II was happening. You know, it's like something you wouldn't expect.
Gandhi was a pedophile.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, he wasn't a cool guy.
Whoa.
He was not very cash money.
Brash bunny.
I think that Gandhi's sister is like the leader of India right now, isn't she? And they like, don't people like fucking hate her or something?
Probably.
His sister?
Well, I think it's like,
shares similar views to him, then I could see why they're not a fan.
Yeah.
Is she 187?
Yeah, what? Yeah, wait, hold on. Well,
his
sister? Probably be like 100.
Dude, Gandhi existed, like existed 80. In like 1940, dude. He's not from the
1100s. Was old.
Right.
Yeah, no, but his sister was like young, I guess. And she's probably
Gandhi
fucking old
was
now.
Born in 1869.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
right, so his sister cannot be ruling anything.
I don't know. Something, there's something like that. Maybe his.
His granddaughter?
Maybe his relative, maybe his daughter or something. Yeah, maybe.
Does he have daughters? No way somebody like Gandhi hit.
He has sons. Wait, no, he has a daughter.
So maybe somebody got piped down by Gandhi. That is a really odd thing to think about.
I think he has a daughter. I could be wrong. I don't know, dude.
Do you think that he gave her the Gandhi?
Gandhi's?
Nuts.
that was his opener.
That's a good. I've never heard that before. Like, I'm surprised nobody's used Gandhi. Like,
stupid.
Have you ever heard of Gandhi? Suck Gandhi's nuts. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. There you go. Twitter, and fucking Reddit users, you can take that one from me.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for the almost end stream, almost end podcast.
What are you streaming? Haven't we only been going for like 50 minutes?
I've been like 55 minutes, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you going to tell him? Are you going to tell him to come up with a new melody, McNasty? Is that what you're going to
say? I was
going to say
come up with a new like riff, like a new riff that you can sing.
Are you tired of him repeating something? Is that a problem for you?
I don't know. It's been going on forever.
Someone remix it into a new song for McNasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
soul
yeah.
to that
McNasty.
A little more passion into it.
That's
a little 5-1-2-3-1.
Oh yeah.
Oh see? Yeah.
You just gotta add a little bit above
of
and
flat
a little bit
three
above.
In there.
Oh yeah.
Can we do like a singing lesson podcast?
Just the whole time, an hour straight.
Do any of us know how to sing?
You do.
Yeah, but I don't know like how to properly sing. I just fucking do it.
Yeah, but you do it. You do it good. Even though you know how to properly sing, you still
you
sing
do
good.
It.
Okay.
Thanks,
man. Coming Thanks, from a guy
babe.
Who can't sing at all.
You're
very bad.
Okay.
You're shit. Be more like me.
Scream. Only scream. No sing.
I want to get better at metal vocals. That's one thing I've been trying to work on.
I got what's you,
going on
dude.
What's going on with Slack,
Josh? Teach me how to project, baby. That's what I need to work
tell
on.
You, I will tell you what happened with mine. We are waiting for the mixes. Then we do masters. Then
don't say masters in that voice. don't do that.
We're waiting for master.
To show up on boat. Take us back to America.
We're okay. Waiting for the mixes of the songs and then the mastered tracks, and then we're gonna fucking get album art.
So what's like the time lapse of that?
Don't know, dude.
You know,
well,
like
I am pogging
range.
So hard. I'm excited.
Out of my
pogging.
Control. Out of my control. We're getting a new merch store, though, on indie merch.
Oh, fuck yes.
Nice.
I need to get some Slackjaw merch this time around.
Same. Yep.
Yeah, our last merch store was a very... Dude... That's why I'm getting a new one, because I don't know what the fuck was up with that bullshit. That merch store fucking soaked beans.
Yeah, they were pretty cursed.
People's orders would get like lost and like it, dude, nice. I didn't know. It was just a whole fuckage.
Yeah. That's all right. As long as you got a new one for next time, then you'll be good.
Yeah, this one's going to be a million times better because like all of the background shit is not handled by us. So there's no room for...
Oh, you guys had to do the back end shit?
Yeah, like a lot of it was like just shit that the website just did not specify very well of what to do.
It, like, I, like I don't like even know how to describe. Size, to, what it looks like, location to send to. Like, what else can
there
be?
Well, a lot of the times we would make designs and it would be like, this order's on hold because the design needs to be changed. And it would be like one pixel off or something. And it just, I don't even know, dude. It, like, so much bullshit AIDS. With these websites. Yeah, that
sounds
stupid.
Sounds shitty.
Yeah, very shit. Whoa. Very shit indeed.
Very shite. That sounds very shite.
But yeah, if y'all want to get a shirt this time, I'd say definitely get one on this site.
I will.
For sure. I will know.
It will get to you.
Nice. That is usually important with merchandise.
Yeah,
I would say so.
That is like one of the two things you need to have. Like the ability to buy it and then actually receiving it. It's like two-step process.
Yeah, we
process.
Have both of those now.
That's big. That's
we don't
big.
Just scam you now.
Well, I ended up, everyone that messaged me, I was like, listen, I can send the money back or something. And most of the time, though, I didn't even... Well, the thing is, though, is that I'll didn't even get money for it. Like, the money wouldn't even come to us. It was like this weird system.
Somebody was just taking all the profits from your shirts and never...
Well, dude, I ended up losing money on the site.
Did McNasty host it? What the fuck?
it cost
you
us more to have that
mouth,
site
Matt,
there
dude.
Than we made. So.
That is so fucked.
Yeah.
I just want to get paid,
just
man.
Just goes in my Google AdSense account.
Yeah. One day Penis. We'll get paid. It's okay, guys.
Ad spam.
Yeah. It's
also
spam
every
hour.
Fee. There was a fee to have the shit printed onto the shirt, and it charged us for that fee. Every
hell?
Single time.
What
I was like, the
fucking
fuck?
Website did you use for this?
I
did
don't even want to say.
Did you use Alibaba? What the fuck was going on? <Express. over there? laughs>
Yeah. Welcome to Gandhi Printing. We are going to scam you.
You use getyourfreechickensandwich.com.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't go there, man.
I kept getting DMs about that. What was that?
Oh, yeah. You want to run them over that real quick, Matt? I mean... Soup.
I am
yeah, Matt. Tell yourself about that.
Tell yourself right. your own story.
I got a text message that was like, "Hello, Keith. Click here to claim your free chicken sandwich." And I was like,
and it was and a
chicken sandwich for you.com or some bullshit.
If you go to that website, it's a fake Google.
Right, oh, so it data good. Mines the fuck out of your computer.
Yeah. Oh, that's tight.
Yeah baby.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you don't actually get a free chicken sandwich at all.
I kind of got
it's
that.
A lie.
I
you lose
got
your
that
bank
vibe.
Account and your social security number.
That's all right.
You lose your identity. You don't get a free chicken sandwich. I'd say
the least
it's a fair
they could
trade.
Do is give you a fucking chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
You
honestly.
Receive nothing. I receive your identity.
You know what? I feel bad. You can receive one chicken sandwich. I'll pay for that at least.
With your own money.
Yeah.
I'll use your
I'll
own
buy you a chicken sandwich
card.
With your own credit card.
Yeah.
And then not pay it. And then lower your credit score.
And then send it to my house via DoorDash.
And then eat it. And send you a picture of me eating
I'll
it.
I'll eat it for you. How about that?
And then show you the shit in the toilet. That was the chicken sandwich.
Okay. That's...
Man.
I don't like that anymore.
We should make a movie about
what
that.
What a timeline.
Let's make a movie called Chicken Sandwich For You. It's
okay.
A guy getting scammed for everything he owns, and he doesn't get a chicken sandwich.
Man, that's going to do numbers.
And then There's a sequel called Hamburger For You. And he comes back with a vengeance.
Damn.
He kills the guy and his family and turns his family into hamburger meat and makes the guy eat his family as a hamburger, as vengeance.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I will find you, and
that's
I will
actually pretty
eat
cool,
you.
To be honest.
Do you guys get emails that are addressed to you, but it's not actually you, like, every day?
No.
Some place called Happy Home has emailed me every day saying, "Hello, Thurman."
I get text messages. It's like, "Hey, Keith." Or like some woman.
It's
man.
Probably your old
I mean,
number.
To be
or
fair,
whoever
you,
had your
you,
number
you
before.
Do look like a Keith.
Yeah. You just got a recent number, like, what, 6 months ago or something? Like a new number?
About 4 to 7.
Okay.
47 months ago?
4 to 7.
Oh.
But yeah, that's what happens when you get a new number. People still think it's your old. Yeah, I still get numbers. People thinking I'm fucking Hester. I'm not Hester.
But I promise you, Thurman never had blargbusiness@gmail.com. Like, who is Thurman?
That is
nobody
true.
Is never Thurman. Know.
It could have been the man who invented the wheel, and he went by Blarg.
It's like that same thing where we got the thing that said, "Oh yeah, we got you a deal for, but you have to upload it on your Halo video, T. Martin."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
God, that's so good.
Yeah. All of us were T. Martin playing Halo that day, uh-huh. According to this business email.
Yep. Had to put Companies a pre-roll on
to a
Siege
business
video
that has known us for a while.
On a Halo video. Yeah.
Companies really do be fucking
stupid and dumb.
Do be not caring about shit.
Yes.
I'm so ready for the generation of, like, old dumb people that are running these businesses to die.
I feel that same way about politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really just want some, like, 35-year-old fucking dude to come
in. Yeah, but the thing is, though,
and...
you have to be old to be a politician.
You only have to be 35
yeah, but you don't need to be 90.
To be president.
Why yeah, is but, it... like, who's going to get fucking rich with enough, like, dough to run a campaign at 35? Fucking no one.
Silver
so
Spoon Babies,
happen.
I guess. I don't know.
But you don't want Silver Spoon Babies running your shit because they're exactly. running
all
for
Silver Spoon Babies running
Silver
our shit.
Silver Spoon Babies with the same ideas that the idiots
the,
running
the,
it
the,
now.
The,
have.
The right. old dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah,
have.
But the thing is, at least they'll remember what they were talking about. You know,
right?
And make it upstairs.
Mr. Beast for president.
No.
No, his burgers are fucking terrible.
Mr. Burger for president.
I can't trust him to make a good burger. I'm not going to trust him with my fucking taxes.
If he can't make a good hamburger, he can't run the country.
It's like the only requirement.
God, I can see that as a Republican
delicious.
Rebuttal.
Oh, dude, I bet Obama makes a mean burger.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
The Obama cookouts? Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Please invite me, Obama. Please.
Come
on down.
He slices off a piece of his forehead and puts it on the burger.
Little Obama bacon. Little Obama jerky.
Obama bacon. Now that's a business.
Obama bacon has nothing
Mr.
to do with
Obama
him. We just put his face on the package.
And on that note, I think that it is podcast
Obama
ending time.
Bacon.
Obama bacon.
Soup, would you like to do your outro, Mr. Soup?
I don't want to do it, but I'll do it.
Come on, man.
Go to Spotify right now and download the Goons podcast on Spotify right now. And then like the video right now. Then 360 YY fakey fakey ladder shot no scope your neighbor. Then download the podcast on Spotify. Then subscribe to the Goons podcast on YouTube. Then go to Goons Gaming YouTube. Download it. 360 again. Go to Popeyes. Buy a chicken dinner. Come back. Eat it. What? Listen to podcast. The end. Goons
all right.
podcast. Spotify.
Everybody got that memorized? That's your homework. All that.
Up, down, left, right, left, left, right, right, up, down.
What cheat code is that?
The Goons cheat code.
Okay, goodbye.
The cops won't follow you anymore.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.